Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous Friday. And if you didn't, I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. I will try my best to make it better for you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. I appreciate that. Tuned in, locked in on the free Odyssey app. Tuned in, locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Tuned in, locked in on SiriusXM Channel 158. Tuned in, locked in on a smart speaker. So many other ways. CBSSportsRadio.com. I can go on and on and on. I'm just glad that you're here. And of course, being that it is we're here already. It's the middle of September. It is September 15th. We're already halfway through the month. It was only 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that I was complaining about the end of summer. And because it's the middle of September, there's plenty of football to talk about. The NFL side, the college side, dominated by that Deion Sanders guy. There is plenty to get into here over the next 4 hours. And then yesterday, we spoke with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was right here on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And because it is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and there was so much talk about Thursday night football, we're going to replay the interview with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because it is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's only the second time I'm doing this. I think the only other time was maybe with Terrell Owens, because we know T.O., he loves to talk. Shout outs to T.O. Speaking of T.O., later on in the show, we're going to talk about some diva wide receivers. Why? Because last night on Thursday Night Football, we saw A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts getting into it. Everybody brushing it off. Should they brush it off? Is it a big deal, a small deal? Speaking of diva wide receivers, I don't know if Stephon Diggs is one. Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills going to be in action. Are they going to be able to get their act together against the Raiders? Obviously, Deion, Colorado Buffaloes, Colorado State. It's a big matchup taking place tomorrow. I think it's the first time anybody in the whole damn country has cared about it. Sorry. Kirk Cousins could be out. Aaron Rodgers spoke to Pat McAfee. And everybody's in Colorado, by the way, for Deion Sanders. Pat McAfee's in Colorado, and Aaron Rodgers is talking to Pat McAfee. I saw tonight The Rock. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's in Colorado to see Deion. He popped up on a WWE show. There's just so much going on tonight. It is ridiculous. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, how are you this Friday night? You good?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you?
I'm fine. That was so subdued. You sure you're okay?
I'm good. I'm just surprised McAfee wasn't at Rogers Hospital, but...
Did you think he was going to perform the surgery?
Well, as much as Rogers does for his career, you wouldn't be surprised, would you?
I was going to say, as much as Pat McAfee does, I wouldn't be surprised if he was a surgeon as well.
So that's a good point.
You can't have it all. But yes, folks, it is a busy, busy football weekend. Here's the deal. If you want to talk to me, the phone number is as follows. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me everywhere on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you will know everything that we will discuss tonight because I tweeted it out. I put it on Facebook. It's everywhere. Knock yourself out at JR Sport Brief. And I told you this, there's so much football going on this weekend. I don't know what to do with myself. And this is what happens when you get to September, right? There's some matchups that I want to see. How about this one? Last Thursday night to kick off the NFL season, we had the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City lost. There was no Travis Kelce. There was no Chris Jones. Kadarius Toney dropping passes, four of them. That's his job. You're the wide receiver. That's like a stenographer at the courthouse who doesn't type. That's like the garbage collector who skips four houses. Shep, come on, get in here. Throw one in there. Go, come on, go ahead.
Greeting Manny from Flushing. What'd you say, JR?
Oh, man, this sucks. Come on, Shep.
I missed the vote. What'd you say?
I said Kadarius Toney dropped four passes last week.
That's it?
I said that's like the garbage man skipping four houses.
Oh, yeah.
I said it's like the court stenographer not typing. And then I said, Shep, go ahead, get in here, throw one out. Come on, come on, give
well,
us one.
Well, I would say it's like the mailman missing four boxes, but you already did that one.
Ah, well, the garbage man, mailman, right. Okay.
Like okay. The president forgetting the State of the Union.
Oh, well, he might, getting old now.
Right. It's like maybe. A host forgetting to reward their writers.
Oh, okay, it was SAG-AFTRA, okay.
Sir.
Okay, yeah, well, Kadarius Toney can't catch. He didn't do his job, and Kansas City lost against the Detroit Lions. We know that. But they have an opportunity to redeem themselves. I'm looking forward to this matchup. What is Kansas City going to do against the emerging Jacksonville Jaguars? The Jaguars, they beat the Colts, as they should, because the Colts suck. 31-21. Calvin Ridley didn't gamble. He actually played football. He didn't gamble on the game, as far as we know. And so Jacksonville beat the Colts. Jacksonville is 1-0. Kansas City is 0-1. And if a team starts 0-2 in the NFL, historically speaking, since 1990, it's not a good look. Only 31 of the 270 teams that have started the season 0-2 have advanced to the playoffs. That's basically 12%. I get it. The Kansas City Chiefs are your defending champions, but they ain't necessarily returning the same team, okay? The Cincinnati Bengals, they were one of those teams last year that started 0-2. And at one point last year, the Cincinnati Bengals went on a 10-game winning streak. You might also remember this. The Kansas City Chiefs knocked out the Jacksonville Jaguars from the playoffs last season. You think Trevor Lawrence forgot that? He threw two touchdown passes last week, but he says, it's a different year. Listen to this.
Get another opportunity to play these guys. Obviously, didn't have a lot of success last year. Played them twice and didn't win either of those games. So, but it's a new year. We both got different teams. It's a new season, all those things. So there's a different set of challenges.
Oh, man. He went, what did he go to, the Belichick School of Broadcasting? I want to hear him excited one day. Maybe one day the Jacksonville Jaguars will win something and he'll give us a reason to be excited. That's not the only game I'm looking forward to. I don't know if this game is going to be a bloodbath. It might be. The New York Jets taking on the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys ripped that other New York City team to shreds. Beat the New York Giants 40-0. They wasted my time on Sunday night. I quit watching the game. It was such an ass-kicking. The Dallas Cowboys defense looked like they woke up and said, let's just be the best NFL defense ever. Is that going to happen for a whole season? I don't know. But they certainly made the Giants look like hot crap. And so now they're going to take on a Jets team that has Zach Wilson out there. This might be a horror film, or this game might surprise you. This game is and was scheduled to be America's game of the week. The Sunday afternoon game at 4 p.m., at 1 p.m. Pacific time that everybody's supposed to sit down and watch. And it was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers in the Jets uniform versus the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. We don't get that. New York Jets defense legit. The Dallas Cowboys defense legit. The only way that these two teams could maybe have a close game is if the offenses falter. It's a possibility. All the New York Jet fans out there, take a deep breath. Zach Wilson is going to play. He might get torn to shreds. But Zach Wilson getting another lease at life with an injured Aaron Rodgers. Zach Wilson says things are different now.
I'm just having tons of fun. I'd say that's more than anything. You know, the belief in the guys around me and being able to go out there and just know that every single day is going to be a blast no matter what happens. And, you know, you make a mistake, you fail, you're able to learn from those and you understand you're going to just keep working to get better, and that's all you can do.
Oh, he said he's having tons of fun, loads of fun, a lot of fun. Man, it's week one, you won a game. Check in with me in a month from now. If you're getting torn to shreds on the football field and in the media, you tell me, Zach Wilson, if you're still having tons or loads of fun. Good luck to the New York Jets. I hope it's not an embarrassment this Sunday afternoon. It has the potential. Look at that. The Jets in, and I know it's not late at night, but the Jets in a primetime game? Wow. Wow. I'm looking forward to this game as well. And I don't know if it's for positive reasons. I'm just checking in on a train wreck. The Raiders will be taking on the Buffalo Bills. The same Bills that just lost to the Jets. The same Buffalo Bills where Stephon Diggs is having to answer questions about reporters who just talk into hot mics and say bad things about Diggs. The same Buffalo Bills where people think Josh Allen is going backwards. The same Buffalo Bills where head coach Sean McDermott is maybe carrying too much of a workload now that Leslie Frazier has decided to take a break. Yeah, those Buffalo Bills. And do I need to get started on the Raiders? I'm sorry. I'm not looking for an injury. But it's Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm looking at my watch. I'm looking at my clock. I'm looking at the sands of time. What is Jimmy Garoppolo going to do, and how long is he going to be able to do it? The Raiders just beat the Broncos and that Russell Wilson guy. Are the Raiders going to start the season 2-0? The Raiders are an interesting bunch. The Buffalo Bills, pretty much right now, they are rather dysfunctional. I mean, you got Trayvon Diggs from the Cowboys saying, get my brother Stephon away from the Bills. So many question marks. Stephon Diggs is still answering questions about whether or not he and Josh Allen are buddies, and are there problems? This is what Stephon Diggs said.
He's coming to work just like each and every day. You know what I'm saying? I want him to smile. I want him to live his life like he's focused as usual. It's nothing that he did prior to that game that would have made me think he wasn't focused. He's been the guy that's working hard and doing all the right things. It's never going to be that. So I feel like at this point, like, no, it's a new week. Shake it off. You're going to fly around. Receiver's going to catch. Quarterback's going to throw. Lineman going to block. Running back's going to run a little bit, I hope.
Call us Superman earlier. If you were a Superman.
I don't know, man. I think I'm a superhero right now.
Oh, he knows, Shep, he knows about people going to work and doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Maybe he should call Kadarius Toney and give him advice on how to catch. It's a possibility.
Yes.
There's more football, even amongst all those NFL games. I'm like everybody else. It's going to be late tomorrow, so I hope I can stay up to watch it. Maybe past my bedtime. It's the same time that I start work here at 10 o'clock. Who knows? I might be passed out by then. Deion Sanders, Colorado Buffaloes in Boulder, Colorado. Home opener, season opener, whatever you want to call it. They're taking on Colorado State. It's the hat and glasses game. I am looking forward to this game, just like everybody else. I mean, there are scores of human beings in Boulder, Colorado, just to see this game. Bananas. It's nuts. You know, we heard the comments, Jay Norvell, oh, Deion Sanders, I was taught to take my hat and my sunglasses off when I talk to adults because I'm an adult. Wow. Wow. Deion Sanders, you know, hyping his guys up, saying that he made it personal. Deion Sanders didn't just go that far. We learned today that he decided to give his team, everybody in his locker room, of course, Deion Sanders has a line of sunglasses, and everybody in his damn team got one. Listen to this.
Let's give him some. Let's give him some. These are the shades. Every I'm going to give you these.
I look fly. I look good. Hey, Chef, we didn't get no sunglasses, did we?
No, we did not.
Okay.
I mean, he can't give the whole world sunglasses.
It's all right. His sunglasses ain't my style anyway.
We might have been the only sports show that didn't venture our way to Boulder, Colorado.
Everybody's out there, right?
JR, you're not exaggerating.
Everybody out. I saw The Rock out there. I'm like, what is The Rock doing out here?
It's unbelievable, man.
The Rock is The Rock, Boulder, get it? No.
Oh, sorry. That actually went over my head.
No, it wasn't. I didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
It wasn't until after. I was like, The Rock is in Boulder. And I'm like, The Rock, Boulder? Yeah, it makes sense. Sure.
I got to tell you something, JR.
What?
The two-syllable Dion is bigger than The Rock right now. That's crazy.
Two syllable Dion? What does that mean? Prime time?
Well, what I mean by that is, if I say Dion, everyone knows who that is now. He might be bigger than Dwayne Johnson.
Wow.
He is becoming must-see TV, appointment television, maybe more than any professional athlete that we have going on today.
He is. Deion Sanders is the guy. Deion Sanders is the biggest name. So let me make this very clear to anybody listening to me right now. At this very moment, at this very second, in North American sports, okay, primarily the United States of America, hello, Canada, Deion Sanders is the biggest name in sports right now. It's period. There's no debate. There's not a name that you can mention. You can't tell me about, I don't know, Otani, he hasn't played in like a week and a half now, okay? There's no NBA going on right now. Ain't nobody talking about no NBA. The NFL just started. Ain't nobody talking about the NFL in the same type of way. This man, Deion, has jumped over everybody. And so even, yes, with all of the games that I just mentioned to you that I'm eager to see, Kansas City at Jacksonville, the Jets at the Cowboys, the Raiders and the Bills, I want to see all of the games. But as just a flat interest, this is almost like getting ready for a pay-per-view. This is just flat entertainment. I couldn't tell you one player on Colorado State. I only know the coach. I don't know none of his players. I just want to see what the show looks like. What does the show look like? What is Deion going to wear? What is the score going to be? How many yards is Shador going to throw for? How many touchdowns is he airing out? Who's dancing? Who's going to do that little primetime shuffle in the end zone? Is The Rock going to be standing on the sidelines behind Deion's? These are the things. Rob Gronkowski was out there. These are the things that I want to see. We got a full weekend in front of us. Full of football, full of entertainment. I mean, damn it, here in Atlanta, Georgia, Messi is in town. Messi taking on Atlanta United tomorrow. That should be interesting. We have the Panthers, or not the Panthers. We got the Packers and the Falcons on Sunday. Across the street from the studio, there's a huge concert for 3 days, Music Midtown. I heard Pitbull screaming at people on the way into the studio. Pink is flipping upside down across through the window from me. There's just so much going on, and I'm ready for Deion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are you looking for this upcoming weekend? What will you be watching? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. And then how about this? Yeah, Pat McAfee is in Boulder, Colorado. He spoke to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers gave an update on his Achilles. And I don't know if this can actually be possible. Are we going to see Aaron Rodgers sooner than later? You'll hear it from his mouth on the other side. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Prime time.
Well, all right. Yeah. You know, ever since I turned pro in 1989, when I signed the dotted line, it was strange. Some things changed for the better and for the worse. So I called my mama and she said, baby,
you're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am JR, getting you all set and ready for an entire weekend of football. We got college football. We got NFL football. I'm sure somewhere on some of these stations on a streaming service on a Saturday night, somebody is punching somebody else in the face. Not Jermell Charlo. Jermell Charlo and Canelo, you got two more weeks for that Showtime pay-per-view. Shout-outs to Jermell Charlo coming on air with us last week to talk about the fight. But we got a busy weekend. We talked about it before the break. And I did mention, yes, everybody and their mother is in Boulder, Colorado right now to see Deion Sanders, including Pat McAfee. He just started his new show being distributed on ESPN. And for the past several years, on a week-to-week basis, one of his guests, a paid guest, by the way, has been Aaron Rodgers. And so Aaron Rodgers tore his knee to shreds, or not his knee, his Achilles, this past Monday. He already had his surgery. Aaron Rodgers still did his appearance this week with Pat McAfee. He did it today. And they talked about a few things. First, Aaron Rodgers, he listens to people, of course. I think he has rabbit ears. He pays attention to a lot. And he said for the people that are doubting him, well, just listen to Aaron Rodgers.
I think what I'd like to say is give me the doubts. Give me the timetables. Give me all the things that you think can, should, or will happen. Because all I need is that one little extra percent of inspiration. That's all I need. So give me your doubts, give me your prognostications, and then watch what I do.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Okay. There have been some people who have been a little, not even a little, who have been public in their reasonings. I don't know why you'd make fun of a guy who tore his Achilles, but we had one guy, a religious dude, who said that it was because he was drinking the ayahuasca or something like that. And then we had Keith Olbermann. I'm a little surprised at his behavior. I think it was a poor joke. He's like, oh, he tore his Achilles because he didn't get vaccinated. Like, ha, 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 ha. Very funny. Aaron Rodgers didn't take kindly to that either.
Keith Olbermann said that.
You love him, though.
Because you're not vaxxed, that's why it happened.
Yep.
Yeah, get your fifth booster, Keith.
Well, damn. Well, damn. What a response. And that wasn't even the most newsworthy thing that he said. This was absolutely wild. We know he immediately had his surgery. He had surgery, what's today? Yesterday was Thursday. He had the surgery on Wednesday. We found out that he texted the doctor Monday night in the locker room. The same time he tore his Achilles, he said he was in the locker room. He texted the doctor, who he knows. I think it's Dr. Neil Alchek. And he messaged him. It was like, how fast can we get this done? And so today, Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee, or he was asked, like, what's the timetable? Obviously, you want to come back. You want to return. When is it going to be? Listen to this interaction and listen to his response.
There's been some guys with some interesting timetables on Achilles returns, but it's just there's a process. There's certain markers we got to hit.
You trying to say you're coming back this season?
I'm not gonna make any of those statements.
Is it a possibility?
I think, as Kevin Garnett said, anything's possible.
Wow! Wow! Come on, man! Stop it! Let's be. Come on. Think about this storyline. If the New York Jets stay alive enough to make it to the postseason, Aaron Rodgers comes back from nowhere from Achilles surgery in September to help them in the post. Like, come on, what? Stop it. I can't see Aaron Rodgers playing this season. Come on, man. Like, Shep, can you see that happening?
Anything's possible.
Oh, come on. Anything's possible. Come on. No. He would be super. Is he Wolverine? He can't do that.
I've never heard of a guy coming back this quickly from an Achilles. You're right.
I know he's not. He ain't playing basketball. He's not jumping through the gym. But if he pops his Achilles again, it's going to ripple through his ACL. His whole leg's going to fall off. He can't do that.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, I mean, he's hinted and insinuated so many times he plans on playing for a long time to come. You can't risk it, you know, coming back for 2 weeks.
Come on. It was nice to hear today, but let's stop it. He ain't coming back. 855-212-4CBS, not this season. 855-212-4CBS. Mitch is here from New Jersey. Hey, Mitch. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mitch?
How you doing, J-Lo? Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What's up?
Hey, the Pac-12 has been great so far. With okay. USC is getting a break, I think Lincoln Riley is up there with Coach Prime there. But why they have the two things? Why they have the Colorado game, Colorado State at 10 o'clock at night, Eastern Standard Time? And I'm also looking forward to DJ Ungalele. He left Clemson.
DJ Ungalele, yeah, that's his name.
Ungalele, and his brother plays for the Ducks. Yeah. Two guys. Yeah, Ungalele, it's a great name.
It is. But, spell it.
Is you
spell his name.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
DJ, and then you.
It's like these way out.
Yeah, I'm gone. It's all right. Anyway,
okay, we get it. We get it. All right, well thanks. Hey, Mitch, are you hiding from somebody?
Well, I don't want to wake up my grandchild.
I understand. Week. I get it.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, Oregon State, I mean, the Ducks and the Beavers are going to probably finish in the top four in the Pac-12. Well, Pac-2, if that's possible.
Yeah, before it disappears, yes.
Yeah. But this is USC's, but they're on a bye week. Others will be bringing up USC. But I'm glad that Colorado has regenerated their program. But why 10 o'clock at night?
Well,
East Coast.
Last week they played at like 10 a.m. their time. I mean, give them a break.
Okay.
The game was at noon. They played at 9 a.m. their time, bro. It's like 10 a.m. Yeah.
Well, okay.
We all can't cater to the East Coast, okay?
Okay. All right.
People enjoy. Live other places. Just stay up tomorrow night. Your grandson going to be asleep tomorrow night, too?
6 o'clock sharp.
Oh, so good. So you watch the game, and he'll be – how old is your grandson?
He's 14 and a half months.
Kyle, oh, my God. That's so 14 and a half months? Oh, my – he's not – he doesn't wake up at night?
Well, he's with his mother.
Oh, okay. I understand. So you don't got to worry about it. You just got to be quiet. Good deal, Mitch.
Yeah,
hey, listen, enjoy your family. And, Mitch, I'm not going to be on the fan tomorrow. Thanks. Next week, okay?
All right, thanks. You take care. Have a nice weekend.
All right, you too, Mitch. Thank you for calling from Jersey. I'm like, why is he talking to me like he's hiding from the feds? Like he got on a trench coat calling me from an alley. I'm like, Mitch, what are we doing here? He's like, my grandkid is asleep. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
He can call from a blocked number, too.
Does he really?
He really plans this out.
Hey, he might be the feds. I don't know. Manny is calling from Flushing. He's not the feds. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good. Thank God. I'm not on the feds. But hey, I want to give a huge shout out to you interviewing the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because I feel that unfortunately he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves. In my opinion, he's the third greatest player ever in the NBA, besides Michael Jordan and Bill Russell. Just give a shout out to you, by the way, and also all of New York City NYC legend.
Yeah, uptown, yeah.
Yes. Which team in the NFL that right as of now is disappointing JR and not outside the New York Jets?
Who's the most disappointing team in the NFL right now?
Yes.
I mean, even after a week, or now it's the start of 2 weeks, I'd probably say the Buffalo Bills. Pretty dysfunctional right now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Them, and you could put the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Even though I know that people are, you know, unfortunately with the Kirk Cousins situation, they were 13-4 last year. Unfortunately,
yeah, yeah, fool's gold. And if I had to look at the Minnesota Vikings as like a Viking ship, that ship be sinking. That ship be sinking pretty soon and pretty fast. So you know what, Manny? What we're gonna actually do on the other side of the break? I'm glad you bring that up. But thank you for calling. You have a good weekend, okay?
You too, man. I can't wait to hear you at the Fan tomorrow, too.
No, next week.
Oh, next week, weekend. Yeah, that's true. Take care.
Thank you, Manny. There's lots of sports going on. I ain't working. We're going to come back on the break. On the other side, speaking of dysfunction, yeah, it's like a two-team race right now, even in the beginning of week two, between the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings. It's like a two-team race to who's dysfunctional. We're going to hear from the Minnesota Vikings on the other side of the break. And then I want to talk to you about Kirk Cousins. He might be the feds because he is the greatest hustler in the NFL right now. He just takes check after check after check. And he knows how to work and game the system. He might be gaming the Vikings. He might be gaming somebody else next year because he's going to be a free agent. We'll talk about Kirk Cousins and other dysfunctional teams on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man. I got to tell you, I'm sitting here, you guys know, I broadcast from Atlanta, and I'm a block away from Piedmont Park, and they got this whole Music Midtown Festival, and before my show, they had Pitbull out there, all I heard was Dale, and now they got fireworks going off in the sky right now, as Pink, I assume, just finished her performance, where she's flipping through the air. I knew Pink was popular, I didn't know she was still this just jumping. I mean, wow. Oh, the Pitbull, yeah. Which one is this?
The Anthem.
Which song is this?
The Anthem.
That's the name of the song?
Yes.
From Pitbull?
Yes, sir.
What, I just say Dale and it works, right? Ah, listen. I know Pitbull from when he was actually rapping. He's wearing big white T-shirts from Miami. I remember he was on TVT Records. I remember that Pitbull. But he's had an amazing career. Is this Pink? This is
Pitbull
Pink?
Too.
This is Pitbull too?
Positive. Pitbull and Kesha.
Kesha doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think. Wow.
What happened to her?
I don't know. Listen, man. I know hip-hop and R&B. I know a little pop.
It's like the Anthony Kim of pop.
Anthony Kim?
Yeah.
Hell is that?
Well, that's the point. Remember he used to be a really good golfer, and he was like 20-something, early 20s, and he was competing for majors.
He was Korean?
He's American.
Was a Korean descent?
Korean descent, Kim? I believe, yeah. But Anthony Kim was like right there with Tiger in the late 2000s.
Wow.
And when I say that, I mean like the 000s.
Sure.
And he went away.
Wow. Sucks for him.
Yeah.
I thought Pink went away until a few years ago. And I'm like, oh, that Pink did that song and she did this one?
Now, if you're a primary color, you have many lives.
Pink?
Yeah.
She spells her name P. What's that thing called? Exclamation mark NK.
Does she?
Yeah, it's not P-I-N-K. It's P exclamation. Is it exclamation mark or point?
I think you're asking the wrong guy. I'm not a Pink expert. I do know her crush is Johnny Depp.
You know so much about Pink.
She's been around for a while.
She has. I just remember that one song. I remember her very first single. People didn't know whether Pink was white or black. She was doing R&B music. And now she's headlining festivals here all over the world. Congratulations to her. A big part of her show, she's just flipping upside down. She's just in this thing, and they got her attached to wires, and she's in the air, and flipping upside down and stuff. Congratulations to Pink. And now that she finished, maybe it'll stop the fireworks and all this noise here over Midtown Atlanta. What is this?
This is Pink. This is Try.
I think Guns N' Roses, does Guns N' Roses, do they still perform?
I think so. By the way, JR, is Pink biracial?
No, that's what I said. Pink is white. No.
I didn't know. Is she really?
That's what I told you. Her first song came out, and then she was doing R&B music, and everybody thought she was biracial, yes.
Right.
There was a thing about that for a while, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it. Pink headline tonight with Pitbull. And then tomorrow, which I will not be on air, a Billie Eilish. And then on Sunday, Guns N' Roses will perform on Sunday. And so I'm sure here in Atlanta, there's going to be more fireworks. And as I said, Messi is going to be in action tomorrow here in Atlanta against Atlanta United. So a busy weekend for my folks here in Georgia with me. Before we went to break, I did mention dysfunction. Talked about the Buffalo Bills and Kirk Cousins and the Vikings were brought up. And we know last night the Vikings got smashed. I know they got back into the game with his four touchdowns, but they got beat pretty handily. They hung in there, but they got beat. Philadelphia beat them 34-28. I'll still call it a smashing. Four turnovers. Kirk Cousins had a fumble, and Justin Jefferson had a fumble as well, a turnover into the end zone. And these turnovers led to points. And so if you want to talk about dysfunction, I told you the Minnesota Vikings ain't nothing but a sinking ship. I haven't seen a real Viking ship in my life. I don't expect to, outside of a museum. But if there was a real one, they'd be sinking right now because they are wasting everybody's time. This is a wasted season for the Minnesota Vikings. Whether their fans realize it or accept it or not, they're a team in transition. The Minnesota Vikings are going to be looking for a quarterback sooner than later. I mean, damn it, they may get to the top of the draft. I kid you not. This is Kirk Cousins' final year of his contract. For so many years, Kirk Cousins, he took Washington for a ride. He's like, one-year deal, franchise tag, one-year deal, franchise tag, tag me, franchise, 1 year. And he maxed them out until he left. And he's pretty much doing the same here with Minnesota. And so he is 35 years old. He just turned 35. And let's be real. At the end of the season, there's going to be a team who says, oh, we're only a quarterback away. And instead of acquiring Aaron Rodgers, they're going to get Kirk Cousins, who is good, but not good enough to win a damn thing for you. Let me explain. But let's go back to last night. And Kirk Cousins, the man who's going to probably continue to make money after this year with a new team, he says they need to do a better job holding on to the damn ball.
Tough loss, solid opponent, shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. Similar story now the first 2 weeks in that case. I'm sure that's been said a lot to you guys now post-game, but it ought to be, and It's difficult to win in this league when you, you know, lose the turnover battle by one, let alone by the margin we've lost it by. So, you know, we got to fix those mistakes and not let it continue.
Yeah, word to Moses Malone. Four turnovers. Four. Justin Jefferson, 159 yards receiving, but also had a turnover himself. At the end, he's like, man, we lost, and it was my fault.
I'm putting it a lot on myself, you know, just fumbling in the end zone like that. You know, when we need points and, you know, where we're driving and we having that momentum. So, I mean, I'm putting a lot of blame on myself. Of course, you know, being the captain of the team, I have to know the situation, take care of the ball. And, you know, I was telling my teammates, you know, that was on me and it won't happen again.
No, it's like a love fest here. He took the blame. Kirk Cousins is blaming himself. Kirk Cousins is like, man, it ain't his fault.
I'm going to be hard on myself, right? I'm going to say, look, that ball shouldn't have stopped him. You know, the ball stops him, so he has to go up and get it and has to pull through. What if I threw a perfect ball? And what if it had dropped right in the bucket? Maybe he runs in untouched. So, again, going back to, we don't even have to have that moment if I can throw a perfect pass and drop it in the bucket to him.
Aw, that's so sweet. Look at that. That's almost like Terrell Owens. That's my quarterback. They love each other. Too bad for Justin Jefferson. Kirk Cousins is going to be out that door next year. Sorry. He's going to have some young rookie quarterback throwing him the football. And so he better get his 2,000 yards this year. He better get his contract at the end of this year. Because by the time we have a conversation about Justin Jefferson next season, yeah, I mean, Caleb is pretty good, but he's going to have a rookie throwing him the ball. I'm not predicting it, but it is likely. Kirk Cousins is on his way out of Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings are going nowhere. Justin Jefferson, get your yards, get your touchdowns, get your money. Because y'all won't be getting a whole lot of wins. My apologies to all my friends and family in Minnesota. It's nice that Justin and Kirk like each other. That's nice. We also saw a quarterback and a wide receiver. They weren't getting along last night. That's Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the relationship that wasn't a love fest. And this team actually won the game. And then we'll also hear from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar again. We'll talk about Deion. And we got news about Damian Lillard and Alabama's quarterback. Don't go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family.
I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look, look who's here.